6:24. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about the state senator. Can you imagine this? A state senator blasting off a rifle into his wife's vehicle. This after she finds him with another woman. His ex-wife, I should say. I kind of missed that ex part of it, but it was his ex-wife that apparently caught him. But now he's facing some very serious charges. And should we take a break or should we not? Well, let me just review some of the story. So this is State Senator Virgil Smith of Detroit. And what happened was on Sunday, right around 1 in the morning, his ex-wife showed up at his house. And the way he describes it, she barged in. She banged on his door and then barged in. She says that he invited her to his home and that... And that's when she found him with another woman and who is identified as his girlfriend. So what happens then becomes a bit confusing. But the allegation on her side is that he assaulted her, allegedly punched her several times. And then as she fled, he got a rifle out and fired into his vehicle, into her vehicle, I should say, her Mercedes that was sitting right out there. And that's when the trouble began for him. I mean, he has said that this was, quote, the biggest mistake he's ever made. But it's now the beginning. Well, in terms of the political repercussions, Senator Virgil Smith has now been removed from all the committees he was involved in. He was also the chairman of the Michigan Legislative Black Caucus and a very, very prominent Democrat in the state Senate. Not clear what will happen to that end of things. In terms of the discussions of expelling him from the Senate, that's still up in the air. A lot of senators are saying they want to hear more of the facts, more of what happened. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekov, he said that the senator's, quote, absence was noted. Or I should say this is Amber McCann, spokeswoman for Meekov. She said that his absence was, quote, noted and mentioned in the caucus room and nothing more, and that there is no discussion of about any action or anything past that. So they are holding off at this point. He is out on bond now, so it's we'll see if he ends up making his way to Lansing. He's also the son of a former state lawmaker himself who's now a judge in Wayne County. And so... Look, we'll cover that. We were hoping to have Kyle Malin on to get his perspective. He certainly has a lot more perspective than I do on an issue like this. And for the Democrats, it's not doesn't help the fact that they're outnumbered 11-27 in the Senate. So this might make it a 10-27 ratio. I'm not sure what the process would be if they do expel him. And then I should note, too, that he beat out former Representative Rashida Tlaib. They were both running for that 4th district position in Detroit, and he won that position. And then, well, now this has occurred. So, now, yeah, is Kyle there right now? Yeah, let's get him on real quick. I mean, I've laid out the whole storyline, so now you know what the situation is. Kyle Malin, he's the editor of Murders News. Let's just get his viewpoint on it, because Kyle, I've explained the whole situation with the senator. First of all, what do you think what did you think of him before this whole incident happened?
Well, I've always had a good working relationship with Senator Smith, and I think that most members of the media, and I think most of Lansing Capitol insider community, has had a good relationship with him as well. He's been at the forefront of insurance, car insurance, the car insurance debate here in Lansing. Even though he hasn't really been on the side of his Democratic colleagues, he's actually worked more with Republicans on that issue and actually has since he was in the House back in the 2000s. And so, it's certainly, really shattering news, I think, to folks here in Lansing. It's not something that we actually expected. I mean, he's had in his background a couple drunk drivings. He had some shoplifting incidents when he was a kid back in 2001. Right. But this was not really anything that folks thought was going to happen.
I guess no one can expect that really from any state senator. What is his fate, do you think? What's going to happen to him in terms of his position?
Well, the Democratic leader is suggesting that his committees get pulled. That has not officially happened yet, but his caucus positions have been relieved for the time being. As far as his position as the chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, it looks like that's secure for now.
But realistically, is he going to be expelled from the Senate?
If he found guilty, I got to believe that he would be, yes. Mm-hmm. But again, I think they're going to wait for this to play out a little bit longer.
They're going to wait for the entire trial to. You're saying they're going to wait for the entire trial to unfold?
Yeah, I don't know the. I don't know the answer to that. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing at this point that I think they will wait. I don't know how long they will wait, mm-hmm. but you know, I think they're going to wait to some time before they make any decisions on that front.
Now, what? He's not going to be voting this whole time, right? While this is ongoing.
Well, he is going to be showing up for the next week or two. I don't know. I mean, he could theoretically, if he posts bond, uh-huh. he could theoretically go back to the Senate. He could be an active member. Yeah, he could still vote. I mean, there's nothing precluding that in the Constitution or the Senate rules or anything.
Have we ever had a state senator who's facing for these felony charges on trial and still, you know, a member of the body and voting and so on?
Not that I know of. Uh-huh. I mean, we're really entering some uncharted waters here. I mean, we've had ethical violations. I mean, David Jay had some charges pending. Involved domestic abuse. And so I guess he was a member of the Senate at that time, and they went ahead and got rid of him before before he was formally adjudicated. But
do you think there's going to be a public reaction to having a state senator in his position while he's involved in a situation like this?
I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. I guess that's the best way to put it.
Well, I guess here's my question. Is there a clear process for expelling him if the lawmakers feel that he's becoming a distraction?
Yes.
Is it something they can do fairly quickly?
Yes, it is. Well, no, because they have to go through a hearing process. There's involved a special committee, probably go to government operations, and then they would have to take a formal vote in the government operations, and then they'd have to go to the full Senate. Mm-hmm. And when they did this with David Jay in 2001, this was an entire event. This was... it was kind of a trial type situation. I wasn't here at the time. I just heard about it after mm-hmm. I came later that year, but it was a bit of an event. And so, there would have to be a significant process, and there's going to have to be a decision that's going to have to be made on that front. Mm-hmm. And you know, what makes this even more interesting, Michael, is that, the Senate's just announced that they're going to meet pretty much all summer. So there's going to be 30 additional session days for this story to be floating around. Right. And, you know, if the news continues to get bad, they may go ahead and jump it and not wait until the trial. They may go ahead and take action then.
Do you just
don't know.
Do you think he's hearing from people already telling him, hey, can you just resign the position now?
I'm sorry?
Do you think he's already hearing from leaders telling him to resign his position now?
Well, I'm sure there are some people who are suggesting it, but I would be surprised if he does. I think he's, depending on how he feels his mm-hmm. Level of guilt is, he may try and stick this out. He may feel like some of the charges against him are not fair, and he may feel like he can go ahead and serve this out, maybe beat it. Again, there are a lot of things we don't know yet.
I wonder if he'll make himself available for interviews, huh?
Well,
maybe
we're going to try, aren't we?
Yeah, I wonder. We'll see. Kamalan, editor of MERS News, MERSnews.com. Kyle, thanks.
All right, thanks, Michael.
6:33, we'll be right back. 60 seconds with a lot more.